This is Scenic Roots.
Friday, of course, is our day for a session recorded in the downtown library in Chattanooga, when the library is open, but at the moment it's still closed. So we have a session from Two Shoe Crew, Robbie Miller and David Rowland, recorded in their home studio. Another excellent mix from them. If you heard the first mix they did for us about a year ago in the library, I know you know what to expect this time. Inspired stuff on Scenic Roots. This is Two Shoe Crew.
Thank you.
just can't get you out of my head. Your love isn't all I think about. I just can't get you out of my head. Your love isn't all I think about. I just can't get you out of my head. Your love isn't all I think about. I just can't get you out of my head. Your love isn't all I think about.
You're listening to a mix from Two Shoe Crew on Scenic Roots. Two Shoe Crew, Robbie Miller and David Rowland, first recorded a mix for us about a year ago in the studio in the Chattanooga Public Library. While we were there, I took the opportunity to talk to them about their work. The first thing I asked them was for them to introduce themselves.
My name is Robbie Miller, or Robbie, that's my name. That's kind of my DJ name. I've got a history in piano, and I just really love kind of nice melodies, so I feel like I bring a lot of the melodic stuff, some of the bass lines as well.
My name is David Roland. I go by Dr. O here in the Two Shoe Crew, and I grew up playing saxophone and guitar, but I fell in love with kind of the rhythm and the beats of hip-hop and dance music, and so for our band, I kind of provide the backbone, and Robbie kind of likes to sprinkle in, like he said, some of the melodies, and we just work together and find that our kind of two unique creative visions combine to create something that we haven't really heard before.
Yeah.
So you started out playing melodic instruments.
Yes.
But you're more interested in rhythm.
Oh, at this point, I think for a while we've done a few different things. We've played in some different bands and played different instruments. And so we decided to turn our focus towards electronic music, and it was kind of a different creative outlet. You're allowed to do a lot more digitally now than we ever could with an instrument we could pick up with our hands. And so that was kind of the attraction and being able to open up the box and go for different noises and sounds and things that we couldn't achieve.
I'm with you. So how long were you as a musician playing conventional instruments? When did you start doing that?
Third grade. My mom made me pick an instrument, and I said drums, and she said, that's not an instrument. And I said guitar, and she said, no, you're going to learn to read music. And so I actually, at the time, Dave Matthews' band, Ants Marching, was a song on the radio, and Leroy Moore, the saxophonist for them, has an incredible solo in the song. And as a kid, I remember riding in the car and I heard it and I was like, that's what I want to do. I want to play that one. And so I took lessons and did it all through growing up until I could finally buy a guitar on my own and play it. And and so then we've known each other for the past 10 years, kind of playing together with guitar and bass and piano. And then about 2 or 3 years ago, we decided to turn our focus towards creating electronic music. Yeah.
You start out as a piano player, Robbie?
I did. My grandmother actually gave me lessons from earlier than I can remember. So it's probably 6, 7 years old. And she actually sang in the Chattanooga Opera, or for the Chattanooga Opera. So she was very musically inclined. She could also obviously play the piano. She would play, you know, every morning I'd wake up to some kind of hymn or gospel song. And when I was younger, I actually didn't want to do it. I wanted to go play with my friends. But my grandmother was like, you need to learn this. And I just so glad that she stuck to it, you know, or kept me to it, because learning to play the piano is just, it's one of the best things I've, you know, in my life that I've done. And so knowing those things, I think translates very well to, you know, the electronic music production.
I would think so. So it's always seemed to me that the pianist thinks holistically. On those 88 keys, everything's there,
yes.
Right?
Oh,
every sound that's being produced by any other instrument can be produced on that keyboard.
Yeah, it's an amazing instrument.
So how do you conceptualize the pieces that you make? Do you write anything down, or is it all improvised?
We write a lot of it down. Now, some of it will come from if we have a melody in our heads and we're saying, you know, we're whistling something, and then sometimes I may come up with a different kind of drum pattern, and I'll say, hey, Robbie, come listen to this. And then we'll play around. And so that's where in our studio we have kind of the keyboards and the instruments to be able to just start creating. So a lot of times we'll have a little bit of a backbone, whether like a bass line or a drum track, and then we'll just kind of create around it. And oftentimes we'll create about 15 minutes worth of music, and then we have to battle
edit
with each
down.
Other until we narrow it down to 4 or 5 and go from there.
As far as the creation, I would say it's about 50-50. Half the time, you know, either David or myself will just write a little melody and we'll work off that. And I would say half the time we just find a sound we like and want to, you know, manipulate and kind of mess with. And from that, you kind of get, you know, an idea for a new melody just based on the new type of sound you're using.
I want to rock you, baby. I want to rock your body. I wanna rock you, baby. I wanna rock your body. I wanna rock you, baby. I wanna rock your body. I wanna rock you, baby. I wanna rock your body. I wanna rock you, baby. I wanna rock your body. I wanna rock you, 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 rock you. I wanna rock you, 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 rock you,
Had to run from you. I'm in love with you, but the vibe is wrong, and it haunted me all the way home. So you never know, never, never know, never know enough till it's over, love, till we lose control. Screaming, no, 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 no. So keep your love. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to a mix created by Two Shoe Crew, Robbie Miller and David Rowland. Thanks for listening. This is Scenic Roots on listener-supported public radio, WUTC, in Chattanooga.